Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Richard Gephardt as we talk about beef checkoff issues in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Feel better and live longer by filling half your plate with fruits and veggies. Fresh canned or frozen fruits and veggies keep you running for a healthier lifetime. Grab more information at shapeyourfutureok.com.
It's time to get active. Hop on board by finding activities you enjoy doing. Move for 30 minutes every day or go along and get 60 minutes of movement with your kids. Get rolling today. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com for more healthy tips.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack publishing in the Federal Register this week a request for information about what the cattle industry, be individual producers, and beef industry groups want to see in a new separate beef checkoff. Doesn't ask them if they want it or not, but he wants to know what they would like to see in a new checkoff that will be molded under the auspices of the 1996 Generic Commodity Act, which gives USDA a lot more authority than the 1985 Act and Order that the current beef checkoff is set up under. Richard Gephardt is past chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils and currently the president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. From what he sees, it's all about a power grab on behalf of the secretary and some of the groups that he favors in the beef industry.
You know, Ron, the president has been quoted several times, or I've read the quotes, that he's, if he can't get his way, he's going to go forward with executive action. And I think it was in one of your articles, the secretary said the same thing, I think, at Louisville. If he can't get his way, he's going to go through executive action. It just makes no sense to me when he has a program in effect that was proved to return $11 to one, has a producer approval rating of 70% plus for a long time. I would think the administration would want that type of approval, but I don't understand why we would put in a parallel system. It makes me sad that politicians take the check off a producer program and play politics with it. I challenge any of those people that criticize the check off that says it's politically charged and everything to come to the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, which has 10 people that he has selected indirectly and 10 people that the Federation of State Beef Councils get to select, grassroots producers. And when you walk in that room, especially over the last two or three years, you have no idea what policy organization those people belong to. They're there to do the very best they can for producers.
Secretary Vilsack in the news release announcing the intention to ask questions of the cattle industry about what they want to see in a new separate parallel beef checkoff program indicates that the one common denominator of the groups that have been meeting on trying to improve the beef checkoff, reform the beef checkoff, has been the need for more money. He says this is a way to deliver those additional dollars. He's looking now for input from the cattle industry. Did not ask the question, do you want a new checkoff? He just asked questions about what it should look like. He wants the cattle industry to respond to his request quickly. The deadline he put in the public register notice was the 10th of December. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.